Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Romans 2, the verses 12 to 16. Romans 2, 12 to 16. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Think with me on the theme, how laws and our inner sense of what is right are connected. How laws and our inner sense of what is right is connected. This theme is about being responsible and how our conscience plays a part in it. The book of Romans is a letter written by Paul to the Christian community in Rome. In it, he talks about how God judges everyone fairly, whether you are Jewish or not. Then in chapter 2, verse 12 to 16, our text, he explains that people will be held accountable for what they know and understand. Those who have learned God's laws must follow them, and those who haven't still shouldn't do wrong things because their conscience tells them right from wrong. My dear friends, in this text, Paul teaches that everyone will be judged by God, whether they follow the law or just listen to their conscience. If you have rules to obey, then you need to follow them and do what is right. But even if you don't have any specific laws, your own sense of right and wrong is still important because it affects how God sees your actions in life. What can we learn from this text? The text asks us to think about how our conscience helps guide us in making moral decisions. Is it something we pay attention to? And do we see it as a way God leads us towards doing what is right? Paul's message is that everyone is equal before God, no matter their religious knowledge. We should work towards unity and understand that all people are accountable to God regardless of their religion. Two questions for reflection. One, how does knowing God's law and your conscience affect the choices you make? Number two, how can we make our communities equal and accountable for everyone, even with different religious views? Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging that we have failed in many ways to be accountable to you and to your divine justice. Grant us the wisdom to heed the guidance of our consciences and to align our actions with your righteous standards. Help us foster unity, recognizing the equal accountability of all individuals before you. May our faith journeys be marked by humility, obedience, and a deep reverence for your guiding principles. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.